Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello! Summer here on the Fan. It's Pat Boyle with you. Happy to fill in for Evan, for Tiki. We got no Marash. We got no Loogie. So we got Rami and Rosenberg on the other side. It's going to be a fun show, baby. Lot to get into. Phone number to join, 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. You can also hit me up on Twitter or on Instagram, both at PatBoyle44. A lot of football coming up in an hour. Micah Parsons sending shockwaves. The trade to the Packers, how that affects the Giants. Darren Mugi must be listening to me because he believes Justin Fields is set for a big breakout season. We got a Cinco coming up. We'll predict Jets and Giants over under win totals. But let's start with that nightmare seventh inning last night at Citi Field. And you just knew. You just knew not to get too excited after the Mets sweep the Phillies and all their whiny little bitch fans in Philadelphia crying, oh, the Mets are cheating. The Mets must be cheating. There's no way we can't beat them. Get to that in a little bit. But you just knew that after the Mets swept the Phils, offense scores 25 runs in three games. Guys hitting with runners in scoring position, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, Nimmo, everybody hitting. Everybody hitting. You just knew that the letdown game was coming. You just knew that when the Miami Marlins rolled into town yesterday at 62-71 with an offense to the lineup that you probably can't pick out more than a player or two in, you just knew that the Mets would find a way to let you down. And that's exactly what happened. It's absolutely what happened. And the Mets defense, which we've been talking about on the Fan for the last several weeks, I mean, year, 2 years, how sloppy the Yankees defense is and how sloppy Yankees base running is. I mean, the Mets took a page right out of the Yankees book last night, committing 3 errors, allowing 5 unearned runs. There's the difference. You lose 7-4 against a crap team. Now, look, I'm not expecting the Mets to sweep every sub-500 team they play the rest of the season. Because just last week, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Nationals. But then you hammer the Braves for 2 out of 3. You sweep the Phillies. You get some momentum. You want to continue that into this homestand. Like, you think, all right, 3 out of 4. Easy against the Marlins. And just the mental miscues, the mistakes in the field, it proves that this Mets team, they still got a lot to prove. They still got a lot to go before you can get excited about October and think about them becoming a contender for a World Series. And also, before you can think about them catching the Phillies for the division. 888-808-1019, the phone number to join the show. 888-808-1019. And I know at the risk of overreacting about 1 out of 162, that exists, okay? And the Mets, maybe they crush the Marlins tonight. And we'll talk about Jonah Tongde coming up in a little bit. Heard the fellow handsome Irishman, Petey Mack, mention that on his update. And where this Mets rotation, how it could maybe start to look like 2016 all over again. And maybe the Mets do, they win three in a row. And they outscore the Marlins by a combined 15 runs over these next three games. But every game is, I mean, this is, we're on the weekend, we're on Labor Day weekend here. And so I think that gives you a little bit more of an opportunity to overreact about every single game the rest of the way, because there's only 28 of them left. And every single one matters. If you want to try to win this division, if you want to try to get home field advantage for as many series as you can in the postseason, and obviously you want this team feeling, you know, going into October, playing red hot baseball. And I guess let's not forget the ghosts of 2007. Let's not forget the ghosts of Mets past. Let's not put the possibility of them missing the postseason altogether out of the realm of possibilities. But, you know, I'm watching this game last night. I'm flipping back and forth between them and the Yanks. I watch a little Rutgers football as well. That was a shaky start. But, you know, you get right away, you get a sloppy first inning. You know, Clay Holmes, basically, they're playing pinball with him, hitting every single ball off of him left and right. Then you get that third inning, which was sloppy as hell as well. Starts it with a hit-by-pitch. And then steals second base. And then you get the infield comes in. Jeff McNeil, who's got a noodle arm, can't make a throw quick enough to home. And honestly, probably was the wrong play anyway. Just go to first base, take the easy out. But you give up an easy run there. And then you get Clay Holmes again. Can't catch a freaking baseball. Where Alonzo, you know, who we talked about earlier in the year, Alonzo with the yips. Alonzo can't make the throws to first base. And he puts one right in Clay Holmes' web. Outright drops it. Just drops the ball. You can't make it up. Yeah, you gift crappy teams extra outs and extra runs, you're going to lose. You're going to pay for it. Like, I think there's something to be said about the mentality of this Mets team for this loss last night more than anything. And again, a month from now, you're getting ready to play postseason baseball. You hope so. Like, you would think this team will be locked in for every inning, every out, every game that you play in October. But it's these kinds of games last night, it's these kinds of moments that you get excited, you get jacked up, swept the Phillies, you're texting any of your fans that live in South Jersey down the your friends that live in South Jersey down the shore, you know, rubbing it in their face, and you get a little bit of excitement, you want to feel good about yourself, and then the Mets put together a game like they did last night, and it kind of just resets all the momentum. It opens the possibility for a collapse here in September. And you then lose a game right away in that NL East. You're five back with 28 games left. Phillies don't have Zach Wheeler. And again, Clay Holmes can't catch a freaking baseball. So you're down 4-2. And even now with how hot the Mets have been, the offense, you're like, okay, we'll get it back, no problem. And sure enough, Alonzo delivers in the bottom of the fifth. It's an absolute bomb into left center field, his 30th home run of the year. And then that top of the seventh. I mean, that was one of the worst innings I've seen all year. Probably was. That was probably the Mets' worst inning of the season, where they bring in Soto. And again, you get Alonzo, runner on first. Nobody out. Alonzo goes to spin on a ground ball and throw to second, and he just straight up bobbles it. Can't get the ball out of his mitt. And then, once again, you get Brandon Nimmo making the mistake. And the very next batter, base hit to left. All right, worst case scenario, keep him there. It was a hard hit ball. And Nimmo's kicking the ball out there in left field. And it's just mistake after mistake after mistake. You know, the late, great Bob Boyle, my dad would say, put a tent over this circus. Then you get a pass ball. I mean, jeez, I want to rip my hair out of my head watching this game last night. And then another infield single where McNeil, this one, he should have made a better throw. Noodle arm Jeff can't make a throw to home. So you got another infield single on a guy scoring to the plate where you have the infield in. That's the point of bringing the infield in, to get the out at home. You couldn't do it either time last night. And so by the time everything's said and done, it's 7-4, and then the Mets offense goes quiet the rest of the game. So, again, it's one game. And there's been a lot of positives to talk about how great this offense has been with runners in scoring position. How much chemistry this lineup is starting. You know, they're looking like October of last year. They're looking like September of last year. Vientos has been on an absolute heater. Soto's getting his walks. Soto's coming through in the clutch. Alonso hitting missiles. Nimmo's been great. Lindor's been great. Like, that's it, man. That top five right there, that's what you need. That's how you got to the NLCS last season. And we know the rotation still has plenty of blemishes, and there's a lot to get excited tonight with Tong, and you can dream that maybe you got a 1-2 punch in the postseason with McClain and Tong, and maybe you can also start to dream about Sproat, see if he comes up soon. Because you can't trust Minaya, you can't trust Senga. But just... yeah, it's just frustrating for those of you diehard fans that are locked in every single game. Early start to the weekend, maybe last night, Thursday night, you get out to the ballpark right after a sweep of the Phillies, and then that team puts together that disgusting display of defense and a total lack of focus. 888-808-1019. Phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phones here right out of the chute. Joe's in Clark, New Jersey, next up on the Fan. Joe, what's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Yeah, yesterday's game really put a bad taste in my mouth. That's why I can't buy into this team yet, because I've seen this team go out to San Francisco, sweep the Giants 3 straight. Everybody went crazy. They came back and lost 9-10. So I've seen this many times. You know, you think they turned the corner. Last night was against a team that always seems to have their number over the years. But here's the thing. I want to start with Soto, okay, bro? Here's the thing. I don't want to hear he's sitting in the clutch all of a sudden. He gets his seeing eye singles every other game. The 25 bouncer up the middle that somehow finds a hole. I got to watch Schwarber next door hit 4 home runs. Basically knocked the he almost knocked the stadium down. He hit it so hard. 460, 435, 449. Every home run longer than the other. He's up there aggressive, man. I'm so sick of Soto going up there to walk every time. I'm paying him $1 billion. I want someone to be aggressive, man. I want him to be an alpha male and go up there and lead this team on, put him on his back.
Well, that's what you got, though. Joe, were you expecting anything else? And again, there's still time for Soto to be the monster in October that he was with the Yankees last year. But also, this is what he does. This is what he does, man. He gets his walks. He works the count. And, yeah, you know, I just love it. You know, when he was hitting, like, 240 in May and June, it was easy to complain that he wasn't hitting the ball at all. I love you, Joe, but now he's actually hitting singles. He's hitting in the clutch, and you're like, enough with the seeing eye singles. I need to see 450-foot pops.
Come on, bro. Come on, man. I'm watching him hit these singles. I mean, like I said, Schwarber's one guy. Schwarber has 49 homers and 120 RBIs. I mean, you know,
the type of player that Schwarber is, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, but he walks. He takes his walks too. He has 1,000 OPS. Got a way higher OPS than Soto. Soto's 860. He's over 1,000. He's got 50 more RBI, 17 more home runs. Are you kidding me? That's the guy. Well, I want Cespedes. I want a guy to come up there and lead my team, hit 2 home runs, knock in 6 runs, hit a couple of doubles, not get a couple of singles. All he cares about, bro, I told my friend, it's like a cat and mouse game with the umpire. He looks at the home plate umpire. He takes more strike threes down the middle than any human being in the world. I've never seen it before in my life. Right down the middle, strike three, and he looks at the ump and he smirks. I think all he cares about is that he wins the strike zone, that he got over on the umpire or something. He talks to the umpire more than his own teammates. Let's be honest, the home plate umpire. I mean, I'm sick of it, bro. I am so, so disappointed with this. I wanted him so bad. I mean, it was crazy how bad I wanted him on our team. I am so disappointed. Hopefully next year, maybe it's that first year jinx because Beltran went through it and Lindor went through it, even Piazza to an extent. Maybe next year will be the year. But if this is all there is, I need him sometimes to step up. I need him to be the guy last year with 41 home runs, hit that three-run bomb in Cleveland to win the game against the Indians, against the Guardians last year. I want that guy to be. That's the guy I thought I was getting.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the call, brother. I appreciate the call. There is still time for Juan Soto to make that happen. And look, he's been disappointing. And I know it's very easy to just look at his numbers and say, What is Joe talking about? 32 home runs. He's probably going to finish the year with 90, 95 RBIs. He's got 22 stolen bases. What are you talking? Well, you see how rough and how brutal he has been with runners in scoring position up until the last week or two. Now he's starting to get it, but, you know, singles with runners in scoring position is not enough for Joe. He wants home runs. I don't blame you. I don't blame you for being disappointed with the overall season that Soto has had, because it has been disappointed. And I'm not just saying, well, just wait till October, he'll turn it on. But I think that if there's somebody that can atone for a lackluster first year in Citi Field, and yes, he is the reason that your season ticket prices went up 40%, and yes, he is the reason that it cost $30, $40 to get a beer and a sandwich or a beer and a hot dog now at Citi Field, there is still time for Juan Soto to atone. Because I don't know about you, but I probably have a little bit more faith in the guy that put the offense on his back when he was 19 years old in the World Series with the Nationals in 2019. A guy that last year, like you said, that three-run homer in Cleveland, a guy that had an 1,100 OPS throughout the postseason last year with the Yankees. If there's one thing throughout his career, Soto is built for October. He's built for the moment. And yeah, through 130 games, he has been very disappointing. He has been very disappointing. And I do get frustrated as well when I see certain at-bats and, you know, it's Soto got his walk. Soto took, oh, look at the 8 pitches that he saw. He knows the strike zone. He wins the strike zone. I get you, Joe. That's all very valid. 100%. 100%.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But I think there's somebody that can be given a little bit of leeway in October. And just like for years, and I'm not, you know, Stanton and Soto, slightly different levels of superstardom and obviously very different levels of regular season production. But you see with the Yankees now, if there's one thing about Giancarlo Stanton, it's, okay, in years past, he can't stay healthy. Oh, he struggles in the regular season. Oh, he goes through these stretches where, he's swinging a golf club at sliders 3 feet in the other batter's box. Soto is Stanton has become an October legend. And now this season, he is, one of the best hitters in all of baseball for the minimal time he's played. Soto, you have seen him, granted in different uniforms, but you've seen him turn it on in October. and there's absolutely every chance and every possible reality that he does that for the Mets this October. And from April to September, yeah, disappointing. He can more than make up for that with a legendary October. Let's get to Lawrence, who's in Oklahoma City. Lawrence, what's going on, man? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, I'm super pumped on the Mets right now. I'm not scared about losing one game to the Marlins. It's what the Mets always do. You know, like at the end, whether it's like they're going to make it to the playoffs or not, they always make us sweat. But I'm confident that we're going to pull through and still make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, Lawrence, I would hope so, man. I would hope so, because right now that lead in the wild card is still, let's see, what is it, 3.5 games? It's 4 games now. I mean, the Reds have lost 3 in a row. You can thank the Dodgers for kicking their ass a couple of days ago. I mean, you should honestly, the mindset, I know it's tough as a Mets fan to actually believe in the team that they won't let you down, but coming off of last season, the magic carpet ride in the second half of the year, and the team they've put together this year, Lawrence, and I know that, you know, $500 million payroll with all the taxes included, like they still were the 17th best team in baseball and offense up until 2 weeks ago. You know, you should be gunning for the division. Like, that's the mindset. Let's catch the Phillies rather than, I hope we don't collapse against, you know, with the Reds trying to catch us.
We're bringing up Jonah Tong tonight. Hopefully the kid's lights out, just like McClain's been. We got Juan Soto. The alternative from where I've been as a Mets fan to where we're at now, we got a real team, and it's always game on. And we could beat anybody any day, so I'm not worried about nothing for the Mets. Let's go.
Wow, not worried about nothing. All right, hey, Lawrence, I appreciate the call, man. Not worried about nothing. Well, you definitely should be worried about the rotation, because it has been absolutely brutal. And same thing with a good portion of that bullpen, not named Edwin Diaz. And again, the big trade acquisition. Oh, Gregory Soto. Oh, Helsley. I mean, those guys have been a couple of stiffs so far. But we look at tonight now, all the reason to get excited again. Coming off the letdown spot, it's the first ever Jonah Tong Day. And we'll talk about it and why this maybe could resemble 2016 all over again. It's Pat Boyle in for Evan and Tiki. Welcome back here on the Fan. Phone number to join is 888-808-1019. Burn it to the ground. Now, you don't have to play it, but if you played it, I would probably know it right away. But, I mean, come on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not even like a household name Nickelback song.
Nickelback? Big mistake. Well, I mean, big branding opportunity to not go with "Let me see that tongue."
Like, if he was coming out with Rockstar, I think we'd all be okay with it. But he's not. He's going, what did I just say?
Also, another thing to remember, Patty, is that Thong Song came out in 99. I don't think Tong was born until 03.
Yep.
Now, listen, you can say the same thing about Nickelback. I don't know when that song specifically came out.
When Nickelback was big in, 2007?
But he was 4 in 07.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on.
That album is from 08, so, yeah.
That Cisco song, let me see that. That's timeless. That's an incredible song. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I like it when the beat goes, da, nah. Baby, make your booty go, da, nah. Phenomenal, phenomenal song. Jonah Tong, look, if there's anybody Mets representatives, Mets team officials listening, just think about it. Think about it. It'll set the world on fire. It'll set the world on fire. Last year we had OMG. The Mets, you know, they're still kind of in this rut. Still kind of in this but still in this rut here. They're not fully out of that swoon. Not fully out of it yet. You swept the Phillies, and then last night you lose the momentum letdown game against the Marlins. We need a new OMG, right? David Stearns didn't want to keep Jose Iglesias around. Jonah Tong, along with Nolan McClain, like, let Nolan McClain just be the stud. Let him be the stud. He doesn't need any gimmicks. But we know Mets, you know, Mets fans, you kind of need your gimmicks. Last year, that carpet ride, that Cinderella ride in the second half of last year, it was
the gay Mets.
It was built, yeah, we had the gay Mets. It was built upon Grimace, of course. He was the ringleader. He was the front of the circus. We had Hawk Tua, right? We had Seymour Wiener. We had the rally pimp. This year we need something. We need a little extra juice. And if Jonah Tong is gonna warm up to let me see that thong and instead let me see that tongue, like that's it, man. That's the answer. Maybe he wears a thong. Maybe he wears a G-string. That's the way. What movie is that from, right? The one guy, was that Major League where the guy wears a thong? Is it the catcher? Maybe Jonah Tong sports a Mets G-string and then he warms up to let me see that thong. And there you go. And then now we're going back to the NLCS. Maybe we beat the Dodgers. Maybe you beat the Dodgers. Maybe you go to the World Series this year. You need that little extra lure to get you over the hump.
Oh my God.
R.I.P. Now it's got to be let me see that tongue. So anyway, on the field stuff, obviously very excited for Jonah Tong, who leads the minor leagues in strikeouts this year. How about a 1.43 ERA in 22 starts, most of them coming in double A, but the last, he made two starts in triple A, didn't give up a single run across 11 and two-thirds innings. And overall, 113 and two-thirds innings, 179 strikeouts. Now, we'll see how that transitions and how that plays in the big leagues, but the fastball averages 95.5 miles an hour, gets it up to 98, 99. And again, he's not a big kid. I said 6'1". He'll look like, you'll see it right away, if you guys remember David Price, who kind of had that big rocker step and then kind of turned his hip to the batter. That's what Jonah Tong looks like in his delivery, and that's why even at 6'1", he's still able to generate so much explosiveness. He's got the Vulcan changeup and then big curveball and a slider. So that's the arsenal, and it's obviously been electric in the minor leagues. He's had some command issues. I think his walk rate's like 11%, which would put him like as some of the worst in baseball. So the command is something to keep a close eye out for. But obviously, in a normal year, where if he's getting called up in April and May, it's okay, kid's got some time. You know, we'll see, there's going to be some growing pains, but we got a whole year, very excited. Nah, this is kind of a tough spot. Right, rabid fan base right now, very angsty is the feeling, I would say, for a lot of Mets fans, where you're hoping you don't collapse against the Reds. You're also trying to be confident and say, well, we can catch the Phillies. And after what Nolan McLean has done, where he has been just unhittable through three starts, it's a little unfair to put a lot of expectations and pressure on Jonah Tong, but that's what he's going to have to manage tonight and for the rest of the season. And you need it. You need it, man. You know, it's all fun to dream about what an October postseason rotation would look like, and you're hoping McLean and Jonah Tong are both in it. Maybe you're even going one step further. Hey, bring up Brandon Sproat next. Let's go. Give us the three young guns leading the way, because you can't trust Kodai Senga. He's just absolutely miserable and frustrating to watch. Nibbling away at the strike zone. Kodai nibbles at the strike zone. That's every single start. Can't get out of the fifth inning. Manaea, you know, is he pitching hurt? Is there something going on? Who knows? But he has not been anything close to what he was last year. He's a total question mark come October. And even Peterson, who's been the ace, who's been reliable, you know, again, very up and down. Very up and down over the last couple of starts for Peterson. But he's right now the one. And I think if we even started the postseason tomorrow, McLean probably gets game two. So it's definitely a bit unfair for Jonah Tong, but we'll see how he handles the pressure, the expectations of now pitching in some big-time games right away. This is unprecedented, David Stern said. Like, this is fast. Like, we did not expect him to be here, but you also didn't expect this pitching rotation to be as brutal as it has been. You know, the pitching lab. Yeah, we see how well that worked with Montas this year. Holmes started the season great, and there's another one. Can't get out of the fifth, sixth inning on most starts. And so there is a lot of promise in Jonah Tong's start tonight, and I think it can also kind of resemble 2016 in a sense, right? Because 2015, you're coming off the World Series, and the expectations were sky high. Last year, you're coming off, you know, this year you're coming off the NLCS. Expectations are sky high. You get Juan Soto. And 2016, it was the young guns. Right? It was DeGrom. It was Harvey. It was Syndergaard. It was Mats. right? Wheeler was still recovering. I think it was the first Tommy John that he went through, or the second Tommy John, but there was no Wheeler just yet. And now it's McLean. Tonight is the big league debut for Jonah Tong. Brandon Sproat not far behind. And so you're getting some 2016 vibes here. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that McLean and Tong are both starting a game in October. So throw all the plans from April out the window, honestly. But also be patient with this kid. Be patient. He's not going to be, I guarantee you, he is not going to be what Nolan McLean has been. He is not going to have three straight starts where he's been untouchable. He's going to walk a couple of guys. The stuff is going to be there. But, I mean, honestly, you're kind of asking him, hey, you have five, maybe six starts here to try to see if he can be an option for this October rotation. 888-808-1019, the phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Billy's in Reading, next up on the Fan. Reading, Connecticut, that is. What's up, Billy?
Hey, what's up, Pat?
How you doing, bro?
Going back to your Met point, I think Stearns, if I was Stearns, I would definitely bring Spoke up. I would see what Tong does, and I would have these three guys, because that's our future, and I would bet everything on these three guys other than what we have in the rotation. Put Holmes for the eighth inning.
Yeah, Holmes got to. I think Holmes has to go to the bullpen, and I'm surprised they're still letting him make starts. Maybe Tong will be, adding him into the rotation, because right now you got Manaea, Peterson, Senga, Holmes, McLean. Tong would be the sixth. No better time than right now to put Clay Holmes in the bullpen.
I would definitely call up Sproke, see what he does. I think Tong is going to be good. Hopefully it shows what he's, if he's pitching to what he's been doing in the minors. People haven't seen these guys, so that adds to it. It'll take him a little while to figure them out. By then, we should be in October, and I'd ride these three guys plus Peterson and everybody else. Senga and Manaea, make him, if these guys could only go four or five, let them come in after that. But I'd ride these young guys. I think it'll give everybody, the young guys always gives everybody a boost of energy. And, put Holmes in the eighth inning, and I'd take my chances like that,
Yeah, Billy, I appreciate the call. You always want to ride those young guys. By the way, I love it. Sproke.
Hey-o.
Sproke and Tong. Brandon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sproat, Jonah Tong. But Sproke and Tong, that's a nice alternative. I like that. Yeah, look, it's easy to say that. In August. I mean, it would have been easy to say that a couple of weeks ago when the Mets had lost 9 out of 10 and you're floundering around at 6 games over 500 and the collapse looks absolutely real on the cards, like you're not going to make the postseason. But assuming the Mets get to the playoffs, I understand how mediocre Manaea has been. I understand how mediocre Senga has been. Those are still guys that have some October experience. Those are some guys, so it's easy to say, oh, well, Manaea sucks, Senga's been terrible, you know, let's just go Sproat, McClain, let's call, you know, call up Sproat, let's go McClain, Tong, Sproat, and then, you know, those guys pitch October, and Peterson, and forget the other guys. Dave, you're going to have a combined, maybe 12 starts between the three of those guys come October, and that's if Sproat gets called up. Between McClain and Tong, you're going to have like 8-9 combined starts in their big league career come October. You're just going to throw them into an October rotation? I would like to see it. I would like to see it. I would also like Manaea and Senga to start, you know, pitching like their head's not up their rear end. It's very easy to say that, and then let's say it happens, and you get three rookies pitching in October, and you're three and out because you get three guys, you know, dealing with the nerves of a postseason start, and you're playing at a best of five, and all of a sudden, that's it. So trust me, I get it. I'm excited. I want McClain starting an October game right now. I'd like to see Tong get in that same spot, and then maybe you're talking about, you know, who do we start? Do we go Manaea or do we go Tong? Hopefully that's on the table, but let's maybe slow down just a bit. Make sure we don't collapse against the, make sure you don't collapse against the Reds first in the wild card. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dave, who's in South Plainfield. That's my hometown. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Pat, how you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just going to think for a while here, why don't we put Senga and Manaea, piggyback them, let one go three innings. If he's still good, maybe four, and then pitch him the same day and get him out so we're not blowing the bullpen up and, you know, let him get at least to the eighth. We get Diaz in and we get a win. Then hopefully the young guy tonight pitches good. And we'll see what happens with that. So, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Dave, I appreciate the call. I think that is absolutely on the table. If you're talking about a postseason game where it is a different animal and you're managing to win a game no matter how you can do it, piecing guys together, I'm not sure that you want to be doing that right now. But you still got 30 games left. And I know I've just been saying here over the last 15 minutes how untrustworthy they've been, how bad they've been. And now if you have Tong up here, you are technically six guys deep in the rotation. So somebody's going to be an odd man out. I just don't think that that's a strategy you want to employ right away. I think you want to give Manaea and you want to give Senga these last couple of starts here throughout the regular season to figure it out and to get into a groove. And, you know, again, if we're a month from now, well, the season ends in a month from now. If we're in the last week of the regular season, maybe you play with that. Maybe you toy with that. But realistically, that's not a strategy, you know, using Manaea and Senga together three innings each or, you know, as soon as one of them gets into trouble, you bring the other one in. That's not a strategy you want to try to employ before October, in my opinion. I think you want to give these guys their last couple of starts, normal start to see if, hey, can we get some length? Can you get into a groove? Can you get hot? Can you figure out your stuff? That's probably the best option for October. 888-808-1019, the phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. We'll get to more of your Mets calls when we come back. We'll talk a little bit of Yankees in a little bit. I know we've got some folks that want to tear into Anthony Volpe even more so here. He actually got a couple of hits last night. Did make another error, another routine ground ball error, but he did get a couple of hits. But also when we come back, You know, this first time being on the fan this week. I filled in for Joe B last Saturday before the Mets played the Phillies, but I just could not get over the whiny little sissy babies coming out of Philadelphia after that sweep of the Phillies. So I want to revisit that when we come back. It's Pat Boyle in for Evan and Tiki right here on the Fan. It's Pat Boyle in for Evan and Tiki here, final Friday of summer here on the Fan. Phone number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Top of the hour, we'll talk about Aaron Boone's latest comments regarding Anthony Volpe and potentially sending him down, and on what planet that would happen. Well, I've got a couple of planets in which it should happen. But for now, we'll get back to your Mets calls here in just a second. I just want to revisit the last few days here. I mean, you could not have embarrassed yourself any more than those pathetic Philadelphia fans, Philadelphia Phillies players. I mean, what our former boss Spike Eskin has been doing over the
last...
What our former boss Spike Eskin has been doing over the last couple of months, which, by the way, just completely stealing what Evan Roberts did a few years ago with the Tampa Bay Rays.
There's something fishy going on this year with the Mets.
That started the brigade. Spike claiming that the Mets are cheating at home. You know, maybe it's just because the Mets are the Phillies' daddy, and they bitch slap them every time they play them, and it's now, what, 10 straight wins for the Mets over the Phillies at Citi Field? And so when you just completely dominate and own a team and you kick their ass every single time you play each other, yeah, I mean, after a while, that team, you know, that loser mentality, that victim mentality, they start searching for some excuses. They start searching for some copium. And you crack open that can of copium, and you chug down every last drop. And that's what Phillies fans are doing. The Mets are cheating. They must be cheating. There's no way we can't beat them at home. Look at how good they are at home. Look at how average they are on the road. When, I mean, you can literally point to about half of Major League Baseball and look at a team that's 15, 20 games over 500 at home and a 500 team on the road. I guess everybody's cheating, right? And after the Astros do it once, hey, why not? Why not other teams? Well, it didn't get as bad. You know, when it's just fans and people on social media, that's one thing. When it's the actual players, that's a whole other issue. And that's what happened back on Monday when Alec Boehm, who's just a complete waste of talent, a complete waste of space over at third base for the Phillies, creates a 19-minute delay in the Mets-Phillies game on Monday by pointing out the, what is it, the parabolic microphone near the batter's eye in center field. Something that has been there at Citi Field for the last decade. And so, well, what is that out there? Stop the game. Stop the game. What are the Mets doing? What is that microphone out there? I demand to know. I demand to know what that is. And so you get a literal 20-minute delay in the game. And what happens after that? What happens after that? The Mets continue to score another 10 unanswered runs. 13 unanswered in total from the time the Mets were down 3-0 on Monday. And it was the first of three straight wins. Three more, 10 in a row now for the Mets over the Phillies. Just completely dominating that team. Physically, mentally, emotionally. You now got Alec Boehm claiming basically the Mets are cheating. You got Bryce Harper. Looks like an absolute clown baby. Oh, here's my rivalry pack. I'm going to wear the other team's colors when I play them. That's a good idea. I mean, my goodness. My goodness. You know, and I got a date a Philadelphia sports fan, too. She's here for the weekend. We're going to the U.S. Open right after the show gets done. And she's got the absolute nerve. She's got the stones to have her dog. She brings the dog. Beautiful golden doodle. Absolutely adorable. Sonny. And she brings him with a Phillies bandana on. Phillies bandana around the neck. I mean, how could you embarrass yourself more than that? How could you embarrass yourself more than that, Paulie?
Golden doodle, huh?
Yeah, golden doodle with a Phillies bandana after what the Mets just did to them.
Sonny?
Yep. Got the nerve to bring the dog with the Phillies bandana on. Now, I got a Knicks bandana for him a couple months ago that he was wearing during the Knicks playoff run. And claims to be a 76ers fan. I mean, that has basically all but gone out the window. And I've had to hear nothing but from Eagles and Go Birds for the last several months. But when the Phillies soil themselves against the Mets, and then you bring your dog here for the weekend, and you got him with a Phillies bandana on, I mean, you got to have some respect for yourself.
And for you.
And
legitimately for you.
Not a Mets fan, but still.
Still.
It's a little beneath her. It's beneath the dog. I feel bad for the dog. I feel bad for Sonny. He's got to take that bandana off. I'm going to have to take that bandana off.
Is it S-O-N-N-Y or
yeah.
S-U-N-N-Y?
S-O.
Okay.
So, there you go. I mean, just a complete lack of pride and a total embarrassment from the city of Philadelphia this week, from Alec Bohm, from our former boss, Spike Eskin. And I guarantee you that if, like, the Mets, there's maybe a couple teams, you don't want to play the Dodgers in October, like I would, as much as you want to convince yourself, that's a matchup you want to avoid in October. I'm not worried about if the Mets have to play the Brewers, as seemingly unbeatable as Milwaukee has been. We saw that show last year. Even when they didn't, you know, win what they're on pace to basically win almost 100 games, even when they weren't a 100-looking win team, you still beat them. You still beat them. There is one team, though, the Mets should be dying to play in October. And that is Philadelphia. And that is the Phillies. And the Phillies fans know it. Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia knows it. That if they have to play the Mets again, it'll be the same exact thing as last year. And then, for as up and down as this season has been, you use another shellacking, another bitch slapping of the Phillies in October. You can springboard that into another ride to the NLCS and maybe to the World Series. 888-808-1019. And it'll make for, you know, Giants-Mets combo fans. It'll make the pain of Saquon Barkley. It'll ease a little bit. It'll be another good piece of revenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.